Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Those two are bitches.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, where you at?
515-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. Happy. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. Happy.
Since day one, you had a feeling that the city was going to fall in love with them. People start like recognize that, hey man, they fight all the way to the end.
Started cheer.
Bouncing flies one in the air to left center. Back at the wall and it's gone! It's over! Muncy! A walk-off home run to win game three in the 18th.
I felt pretty privileged to be able to watch what Nathan Eovaldi just did. That was the most incredible pitching performance I've ever seen.
Here sits one in the air to left center field.
Since day one, you guys bought into the concept. From day one, we were a family. But I'm proud of you guys.
From the top on down, here comes a 1-2 pitch.
It's great to have with us a Red Sox poet laureate, Dick Flavin. Great to see you, Dick.
Good to be aboard. Good to be aboard.
We understand that you have a brand new poem.
I have an opening day poem. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
The long snowbound winter casts a dark pall till one day an umpire hollers play ball. Then skies start to brighten, blue displaces gray. Baseball springs eternal, it's opening day. The birds start to sing. The trees are in bloom. The umpire's dusting home plate with his broom. It's a brand new beginning, something we all cheer. It's baseball's way of Happy New Year. And then there's another line in there. And baseball playing, it's a Happy New Year. And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
No, not very good. Not very good.
Well, yeah.
Road to the World Series. 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 Playoff time in Boston is here. They threw away their chicken and beer. It's a Red Sox party tonight. Baby, we're Boston strong, and you know that I'm right. That's right. Red Sox were playing the Rays Tuesday night down in Tampa Bay. We really needed to win this game, so we hit a few runs and put that series away. Road to the World Series. Road to the World Series.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're the Touch and Rich radio program, and hopefully everyone now is very excited about opening day.
It is going to be a pleasant viewing experience if you're in the stands today. I think it's right around 40 degrees, possible rain.
I just like that every poem. Do you watch the Ken Burns baseball?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it several times. I own it.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that, it's the greenest grass I've ever seen.
Oh, well, let's stop with that being the worst. The commercials for the Masters are 10 times worse than that. But at least, I mean, it's like, you know, I know there is this sanctimony about baseball, the classic thing. And then all of a sudden you hear Tom Rinaldi and you just want to vomit.
Well, at least the Masters is warm.
Yeah.
Guess, my point is with the opening day is that it's not warm.
No.
That it's still terrible.
Right. And even the Red Sox, very wisely, I would say now, bought themselves almost 2 weeks in order for things to get nicer around here. And sure enough, you're showing up, and it's going to be, I think, at first pitch, they're saying 42 degrees.
Yeah. Well, have fun there.
So that should be although it
is
looks
that
like
a day game?
What, today?
2 o'clock.
Yeah, you have to be in your seats by 12:45,
right,
according to
that's
the...
That's right.
Which everyone will, of course.
To get your pumps. What I love is when they order you to get into your seats at a certain point.
Well, I mean, you do as Dr. Charles says. Is he still in charge over there?
I've lost track.
Okay. No, he's not. He's not? Well, who's the magic man now? He used to be the guy who put it all together.
Remember they interviewed
it's
him?
Blackstone.
Well, the interview is really kind of creepy.
And he had a keyboard in his office. And it's like, this is why Sweet Caroline is so good. You know, the melody's here, and then it builds to a crescendo. And he's playing it on the keyboard in front of the camera.
But the creepiest thing was that it didn't look like an office. It looked like where they filmed, like, What We Do in the Shadows. It was like where like, Dracula lives. It was, like, just dark as it, like, drapes on the windows. And it was like, Sweet Caroline. Ha, ha, ha. He's doing this thing with his eyebrows, like, you like this?
And it was this just about one of the Kennedy's daughters.
I know, and then there's all that too, which makes it even creepier. But it should be the rain more than likely is going to stay away until possibly mid game. They're saying there's still a chance of it. But the prediction is like around like 3:30 or so.
You're out of your mind.
You know what's weird is that every year I always think that, and then I start to see it on TV, and I'm like, that actually looks like kind of fun.
Nope.
I don't know. Opening days, I kind of get swept up in a little bit.
As I get older, I have less tolerance for sitting at a ballpark when it's below 60.
See, I got to be honest with you. Generally go on Marathon Monday, but that was out of necessity because I couldn't go home.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was. I was prohibited to go home.
Are you going to go this Monday?
No. I don't need to be drinking at 10 in the morning.
Oh well, that's the other thing too. Is that apparently we may have a repeat of last year's awful weather for the marathon. And last year was
worst
wretched.
I've ever seen.
I can't easily remember it rained that bad since then. I mean, it was at the point where you would look 10 feet ahead of you and you almost couldn't see what was there because the rain was coming down so hard.
Yeah. I've, when we were in Brighton, I would do it
because I couldn't get home. And so, unless I went some, you know, way out of the way situation, so I would just meet friends down there. And now I can get home. So, no.
God, that is one of my favorite days of the year. It always seems to be like over off Boylston Street. It's a blast. Everyone's drinking. Everyone's out doing stuff. And then finally, when they kind of open up the restrictions of the street a little bit, where everything's kind of tagging off and the people from the Red Sox game are all coming down the street, that is, it's just way too much fun. The entire city says we are going to day drink all together in unison. And it's way more fun than it should be. And it's also like the first, it's for the most part, except for last year, it's like the first real nice day of the year. And you know that it's going to be nice after that.
I can't underline how bad the weather was last year. And I'm going to marathons for a long time. I've never seen it remotely close to that bad. And now we may have an exact duplicate of what we had last year.
The thing is this, is that regardless of the weather, is that when you do this show and you wake up when we wake up and then you start drinking at 10 a.m., it's not natural.
And I do it every year. It's like, I mean, I always have an appearance down there and I'm doing it again this year. And you're right. It's like it only takes a few drinks to feel like a little woo-hoo because you didn't get much sleep. You're probably not eating that much in the morning. And then you go out and it's fun, but it's always fun.
Mm. Yeah. I'm a little old. I have to admit it. Little old. All right. Big show today, Rich.
Yep.
Lots of things happening.
We got Bruce Cassidy coming on, which will be nice. Maybe he's looking for the TNR bump. We'll have him on at 9 o'clock. However, that does not mean that we are not having Jake DeBrusque on. From what I've been told, he specifically requested to come on Thursday, the morning of game day.
Yes.
So, he believes this is real, the TNR bump, and he wants it on the actual day.
I've told you, taking the ice. I have evidence. Tory Krug has told me such. Now, he was shaking his head during it and saying, what the hell is he thinking? But nonetheless, the bump is real, according to DeBrusque.
And that's all that matters. If it's real in his head, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Of course. That was the whole thing. All right, Rich, unfortunately, last night was a reward for crap, but nonetheless, what will we talk about?
Well, last night's game was supposed to suck, but it was anything but. That was an excellent national championship game.
Refused to watch it. Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, because I was going to turn it off like halfway through the second half, and then I was like, this is too good. I can't turn it off.
See, I boycotted it. Two defensive first teams.
And you know what? It was, you missed it. Because
it was great.
And I thought the same thing. And you know what? It started off being crap.
It was 3-2 after 4 minutes. I'm like, oh, great.
Okay. And after that, it took off,
and
man.
I couldn't turn it off.
So we'll get to that, and we'll also...
I know.
We'll also get to some of the finer details of today's Red Sox opening day ring ceremony. We'll get to that.
Tim Wakefield will be there. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
Must be 21 or older. Whiskey, donuts, hot sauce, candy. Matt Schaefer has you covered with the Sports Hub Grub Podcast. 98.5 thesportshub.com, bpodstudios.com, and the Sports Hub app. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, I thought last night's game was supposed to suck.
Rebound into the hands of Hunter. And Virginia with the all-time turnaround title.
All I want to know is who gets the tie? Jim Nance, who'd you give the tie to? Did somebody get the tie?
Got to be Lawrence Guy, the Final Four's most outstanding player. Got to figure he got the tie.
Can we get audio of the guy?
Yes, he's the guy who hit the three free throws in the Final Four.
He is going to be a pro. He's going to be like a top two pick.
Well, I would say that. Just put him at number one.
I think that guy has seen. He's a senior, right?
Junior.
Oh, he's got one more year.
Yes.
Well, just
he's not going anywhere.
Probably not. Well, just no. 1 year after making history as the first ever one seed to fall to a 16 seed, Virginia bounces back and wins it all. The Cavs win 85-77 in overtime over Texas Tech. And, man, for a game that started off as low scoring as most feared, things picked up quickly, resulting in one of the best title games in recent memory. DeAndre Hunter was excellent. He put up a career-high 27 points with 9 rebounds. He also nailed 4 of his 5 three-pointers, none bigger than his clutch go-ahead three-pointer with 2 minutes left in overtime. But all I truly need to know is how the Bankroll Boys did last night. And it looks like Joe Murray's posted picks went 2-0, baby. He took Virginia -1 and the over and took it all the way to the bank. I know most people are like pounding the under on that game for the reasons that, John Wallach, you have been stressing over and over and over again.
Two very good defensive teams. Virginia always plays a slowdown, and that's what it looked like until the early portion of the second half when every shot both teams threw up started to go in. They were trading threes. It was like an actual basketball game, and as much as I wanted to turn it off, I couldn't. It was that good of a game.
I'm interested in how the ratings for that game are going to be because you don't have two teams that have like extremely passionate fan bases. Also, much like you were saying, John, most people just wrote off that game. However, the people who did happen to tune in at 9:30 when the game started, which once again is utterly ridiculous, but the people who did happen to tune in ended up pulling things like you did and I did and saying, wow, I can't turn this game off. It's way better than I thought it was going to be. So I have a feeling that the ratings are going to be a fairly decent dip from the last couple years. However, maybe not as drastic as it could have been or maybe as executives feared before going into it. But, yep, decent game, great game.
Couple of lottery picks are playing in the game, too. Something else to focus on if you're a lottery team. But Culliver of Texas Tech is supposed to be a top 10 pick. He did not play well. He shot 5 of 22 from the field, scored 15 points. And Virginia has a kid, Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter's the
Hunter. He scored 27 points. He played all but 1 minute of the game. DeAndre Hunter. He had a broken wrist and missed the game. They lost against the 16 seed last year.
But what I would caution is if you want to go to Virginia, that's not exactly going to raise your draft stock. You're going to be put in a position where you're not going to be able to showcase your skills.
Yeah. No, that's right. And truth be told, I only think there are a handful of Virginia players in the league right now. So, I mean, that's the other part of it. You don't go to Virginia specifically to go to the NBA. Mm-hmm. You go to Virginia specifically because you're a good basketball player and fit into Virginia's scheme.
Mm-hmm. Which is boring.
Yes, it is.
Except
for the
yesterday.
Most part, boring.
Yeah.
But son of a bitch, that game was good last night. I watched the whole thing.
Well, the day is finally here. Ah, the Red Sox opener. And a ring ceremony where it'll be so cold you'll be able to dial your phone with your nipples. High temperatures in the mid-40s, winds blowing at 10 to 15 miles per hour. On top of that, there's a 40% chance of rain in the forecast for early in the afternoon, increasing to a 60% chance later on in the afternoon and evening. So be sure to buy a Red Sox poncho at the gift shop. Fans were told to be in their seats by 12:45, and that's when the magic begins.
Yeah, that's just when it's like when my father would make me go to Cardinal games like 2 hours before they started, and I got to see every 4-H kid walk around the field.
Your dad loves to get there to watch batting practice, right?
No.
Yeah, that's like that is like it's not a question. You're getting there an hour and a half before the game starts.
Oh, and especially when there's confusion about the time in St. Louis because it's Central Time, so it's you get there even earlier, and you get to see the children parade around 4-H club style, and you say to yourself, Well, this is hell on earth.
Right. It's bring the Boy Scouts onto the field day.
Yeah. And the last time that happened, I listened to the draft, but the draft didn't start till noon. It was the NFL draft.
Right.
So I had to sit there and wait for the NFL draft to start. And that was when the Jets had 4 picks in the first round. And so I just sat there like an idiot.
Yep. Well, since today is to be a joint celebration of 2 championships, the Red Sox and the Patriots, Stan Roach yesterday tweeted that expected at the game are Julian Edelman, Gronk, Stephon Gilmore, Jason, not Devin McCourty, Patrick Chung, Matthew Slater, and Joe Tooney.
Yes.
However, not expected at the ceremony are Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, or Robert Kraft, because who needs them anyway? So yeah. Basically, this will be the Patriots.
Wonder why Kraft's not cool.
I wonder. Well, this will be the Patriots' version of Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. Like, where's Vin Diesel? Where's Paul Walker? Shut up. You're getting Bow Wow and the kid from Sling Blade, and you're going to take it. So.
Yes, well,
that's a great comparison.
Save your opinions.
Really. So I look at all these people that don't save really matter.
Well, I'm actually going to be playing the French horn.
Are you now?
Yes, Slater, please.
So, one person who is not going to be there, who definitely deserves to be, however, is Craig Kimbrell, who respectfully declined to take part in the team's ring ceremony, yeah, according to Sam Kennedy.
Yeah, it's not on a team.
Kimbrell remains a free agent. The Red Sox have said several times that they weren't going to re-sign him, but Kennedy said yesterday, quote, "While Craig really appreciated our invite and outreach, he feels his attendance might create a distraction. Out of respect for his teammates, he has chosen not to attend. While disappointed, we totally respect and understand his decision, but that doesn't mean you won't be getting Daniel Nava. Oh, yeah!
Huh?
2013? The who's it? I guarantee they're rolling out the 2013.
I know he's white, and I know he played outfield.
Yeah. No, he's one of those feel-good stories out of independent ball. He hit a grand slam or a home run on his first at-bat in the majors. I mean, he was a nice feel-good story, and then it turned out he really wasn't very good, and the Red Sox got rid of him.
Who is that?
I know
that
he's white.
Yes.
Played outfield.
Correct.
Who is that I see coming out of the Green Monster? Is that Will Middlebrooks? Oh.
Didn't Middlebrooks marry
Jenny Dell?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No longer in the league.
She
majors.
Made a mistake.
There is 100% chance of Gomes. I guarantee you this is going to be the big surprise. I bet they're going to bring back whoever is available from the 2013 team.
That'd be funny if they said, and now Johnny Gomes. And everyone went, eh.
Oh, everyone's going to laugh.
Yeah. Just laughs erupt in the... You know he's coming out with an American flag.
Well, I'm sure.
He'll just take the one off the left field wall and wrap himself in it and walk towards home plate.
Yeah. You know what? He loves America.
Craig Breslow, America. Anybody? Oh! That's what it's going to be. Like
quick, Fred, who's Craig Breslow?
I don't know.
He's a reliever. Last one in the bullpen.
Right. Straight from... Oh, wow. Just getting off the plane, Junichi Tozawa?
He was better than Craig Breslow.
Yes, he was better. I know who he is.
He's a seventh inning guy.
Go, Mike Karp?
Whoa. Wow. You went Mike Karp.
Mike Karp is, again, someone I don't recall.
A left-handed hitting platoon player. Occasionally played first base in outfield.
Okay, yeah. I remember Mike Karp.
Franklin Morales, anyone? Oh, no.
Wow.
He had to be a pitcher.
Yes, okay. He was. Lefty pitcher. Last guy.
I mean,
I got to give you credit, Rich. I don't know if you wrote these down beforehand, but these are good pulls.
Do you think I knew Franklin Morales? Of course. I pulled up the roster. Because I know that they're going to bring back the 2013 team. Whoever can make
it. Why would they bring back the 2013
Because they won a championship. That's why.
No, like, they're just to celebrate last year, not 5 years ago, 6 years
they
ago.
They said there's going to... they don't find any excuse to roll out the good old days.
There's a specific ceremony for these things. These things roll in fives and tens.
Sixth year anniversary
of the 2013 team?
I would bet $500 that Will Middlebrooks is going to make an appearance.
$500. Middlebrooks will be there today.
I just am that confident that they are going to find guys from that 2013 team.
Can we get the Bankroll Boys on this?
The over-under on Will Middlebrooks?
Will Middlebrooks be there today?
I will tell you this.
I'm thinking Murray says no.
I will tell you this, is that at the time, I thought Middlebrooks was very dumb to marry Jenny Dell. He's still too young, but it still was dumb. But I thought Jenny Dell got the best of that whole situation. Now Jenny Dell is the better of the two.
I think he made a surprisingly decent amount of money. Will Middlebrooks, I think he might be worth $20 million, maybe
$20 million.
Let me take it. Yeah, I think that. What you think? You think Dan thinks 30? I think you're going to be surprised at how much he made.
I always am.
These baseball players like make ridiculous amounts of money, even if they're just kind of there for a moment and gone.
I get confused with hockey, where they make like $500,000 their first year.
Well, I mean, that's the truth.
I'm looking real quick. I think you're way overselling it.
Really?
Will Middlebrooks made under $10 million in his career.
Well, $10 million.
This is what I have here.
Well, $10 million is still
relatively
impressive.
Relatively speaking, so that's not good.
So $10 million is $5 million.
Might even be under five, to be honest with you.
All right, so $10 million is $5 million, and then he's not working.
Yeah, two contracts as a minor leaguer, and one as a major leaguer for $500,000.
And half then, a million.
Oh yeah. No. He didn't do well at all.
She made a big mistake. She did.
Now, Middlebrooks never made more than 1.2 in any one season, from what I see here.
He got like a pretty big signing bonus, didn't he?
Middlebrooks?
Yeah.
Middlebrooks is unheard of until he started raking in exhibition.
I thought I'd read somewhere he got like over
$1 million. That's why they traded Euclid, because Middlebrooks came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I thought he got close to like $1 million as a signing bonus or something like that.
Well, if you got $1 million, that's great. But, I mean, if you get $1 million, you never work again. You know? And $1 million signing bonus, as you well know, that's 60% easily.
I thought he made close to like 20 or something, but you might be right, John.
Yeah, no, he didn't do well at all.
Well, she picked the wrong guy. I mean, because for a long time I was like, Middlebrooks, you idiot.
You got to be kidding me. Somebody just sent me, there's a tweet that Will Middlebrooks tweeted out, said, Boston, we're coming for you.
Oh, this is Jesus. Yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Come on, Bankroll Boys, pay me.
Will Middlebrooks.
Dude, I told you, it's going to be a 2013 special.
Like, that's not even an anniversary.
It doesn't matter. They bring back all the, every time they have one of these ring ceremonies, it's always, let's bring back the great days. That's why we've seen freaking Wakefield so many times. Like, they always roll out Tim Wakefield.
He's just hanging around.
At least Tim Wakefield like had a big, he's been around for a while, but was part of the 2004 World Series team. I mean, he started game one, for God's sake.
Yeah, I know, but he's just boring.
Are you telling me that Brandon Workman doesn't do it for you?
Well,
now I remember Brandon Workman.
Yeah, Workman was on that 13 team. I remember that.
How about right. Steven Drew?
Guilt by association right there. Actually, Steven Drew wasn't much either.
There's no J.D. Drew, whose finest days were with St. Louis. All right, we will be back. Rich, what will we talk about?
There is someone that truly, truly, truly needs the TNR bump. Also, everyone's hurt on the Celtics.
Okay. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. Touchardrich.org/Noah.
Touchard and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Nine eight five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening tomorrow morning for your chance to score Bruins Maple Leaf tickets for Game 1 Thursday night at the TD Garden, and catch all Bruin playoff games right here on your flagship station of the Boston Bruins. 98.5 the Sports Hub. Cassidy going to join us at 9 o'clock.
He's coming on.
If
hopefully
there's a God.
Yep. Hopefully he's coming on to get a little good luck, obviously. Work for DeBrusk, and here's someone who truly needs the DNR bump.
The pitch from Petit. Davis swings, ropes it to left field. Grossman goes back in front of the wall. He makes the catch. Chris Davis hits another ball about as hard as he's hit one all year, and yet Grossman makes the catch, and that seals an unfortunate bit of history for Davis, who is now 0 for his last 47. He returns to the dugout to a whole bunch of slaps on the back and a fist bump from Doug Brocade.
I mean, at least there were only like 2,000 people there to watch that game.
But yeah, he's a disaster.
Chris Davis went 0 for 5 last night to set a major league record for the longest hitless streak by a position player, extending his drought to 49 consecutive at-bats. Last night, he hit 3 fly balls before striking out the 7th and 8th innings, leaving him 0 for 28 this season and 0 for 49 since hitting a double early in a game September 14th. How do you not even accidentally get a hit when you're a guy like Chris Davis?
Exit velocity.
I mean, okay, so at what point during the hit streak does it get in your head where it's the yips?
Oh, they've written articles about this. It was back in September of last year they were talking about this.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been to the club social hypnotist, whatever. He's tried a lot of different things.
And how much? He's signed for a long time.
All right, it was a 7-year, $161 million contract he signed after hitting 47 home runs in 2015. And since then, he's gotten steadily worse. He had 470 at-bats last year. He hit 168 and struck out 192 times. And Chris Davis is signed through 2022, and it's even worse because he's deferred some money, which means that Baltimore is going to be paying him $3 million a year from the years 2023 to the year 2037.
Oh, really?
Yes, $42 million deferred beginning in 2023.
Oh, my God. Well, you got to open up the cap, you know.
Unbelievable.
That is.
But he's completely fallen apart mentally. There's nothing physical about it.
Can you look up the record of most hit, like the hitless streak for pitchers? Because I want to see at what point does he pass that? Because this is for non-pitchers right now, and the record was 46. It was by a guy who played for the Dodgers a while back. But I'd like to see if it gets so bad that he even passes a pitcher and a hitless streak. Oh, there's probably pitchers who maybe have never even got a hit that are still playing.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, all right. Well, I mean, I would find that interesting.
But it would take a long time to get. How long has it been, 47 at-bats?
49. He's
49.
Over 49.
Yeah, he was 0 for 5 last night.
Yeah, it would take a pitcher a while to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Well, the Celtics released their injury report yesterday, and apparently everyone's dead. 7 players have been ruled out of tonight's game. Aaron Baines and Gordon Hayward officially listed as out with left ankle soreness. Al Horford out with left knee soreness. Kyrie Irving, right knee contusion. Marcus Morris having a right patellar tendon. Jason Tatum, he's out with a shin contusion. And Marcus Smart is out with a left oblique contusion, which what we're hearing is not as bad as we thought it was after he fell on the court. But then again, that's kind of the Marcus Smart way, isn't it? On top of that, Daniel Tice is questionable with right foot soreness. Jaylen Brown and Gershon Yarbaselli both officially probable. That means tonight you're getting a Brad Wanamaker special. Semi Ojeleye, the Time Lord, P.J. Dozier, and R.J. Hunter just probably never going to come off the court. R.J. Hunter making a return. How about that?
Yep.
We're going to get to see him after his... I mean, I don't remember him doing anything in the NBA. All I remember when I think of him is his dad falling over and smashing his
and
leg.
And that intern we had wearing his uniform.
Well, that was the best. That was like he bought an official R.J. Hunter Celtics jersey.
The night he got drafted.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that thing, he said, what, cost like $90?
Yeah, no, it was just...
Is that the worst waste of money on a jersey?
Now, he might be a Hall of Famer, but I was at a Jets game where a guy had a Kevin Mawhi jersey. And you're saying...
That's bizarre.
That's a center.
That's right.
You're saying that's a center.
What do you do? What do you do when you go to the games? Well, I focus on line play. I look at during the game.
He was showing off. He's like, I get the intangibles.
Right. And he's not related to the guy in any way, shape, or form.
No, he was just Kevin Mawhi. All right, so we'll be back. Rich, what will we talk about?
All right, well, there's also some more Kyrie Irving rumors. We will get to that. Also, we need to get to a little bit of potential bad news regarding the Bruins, unfortunately.
All right, so we'll have all that for you in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Not great news for the Bruins, Rich.
No. So yesterday, Rear Admiral, who I like and who actually has pretty good sources, tweeted out that he said Bruins defenseman Kevin Miller is out for the playoffs with an LBI. What is officially
lower body injury?
Okay, that's what I thought. For second straight year, the team loses a regular D-man prior to the playoffs. We obviously knew that he was injured, but this is the first time that anyone has said that he would be out for the entire playoffs. Bruce Cassidy, who once again we're going to have on the show at 9 a.m., was asked about Kevin Miller yesterday, and here's what he had to say. Is this the clip?
We're not through it yet, Hag, so.
No. I'm missing the clip. Either way, he said that it's going to be, they're going to try to get him to skate. And if he can't skate today, then.
I think I might have it here.
Do you have it? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's try it here.
Okay. Probably a little longer than that. That was the update I got today. Until he's practicing, to me, then he's not part. Although this time of year, I guess you could bring a guy in a little quicker than we've typically in the past. Get him through a full workout. Playoffs, all bets are off. Guy's ready. You may roll him in there, but he hasn't skated for what since when he got hurt in Minnesota. So I don't anticipate if he's not out there tomorrow, Wednesday, that you know he'd be a guy we'd be looking at the start of the series anyway.
Yep. So if he doesn't skate today, and I guess that we have Cassidy on, it'll be before morning skate, right? They usually make their calls before it's done. So
yes.
He probably won't know, but at least we could ask him. Maybe he's found out something since then. But that would
third pairing defenseman. I mean, you got to be able to overcome that.
Sure, yeah, but I mean, it's not having Kevin Miller. You kind of want a guy like that on the ice.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. They've been out without Kevin Miller a lot.
It's true.
They managed to do okay. Now, we all want him out there. He brings that element of toughness, but still, I mean, I think the Bruins will survive.
Yeah, I'm not overly concerned about a third-pairing defenseman. I mean, a lot worse could happen.
It could. Well, Kyrie Irving, I've kind of become at peace with what's going to happen here in the offseason. I personally think that whether or not he stays or goes all depends on how successful the postseason is. However, Stephen A. Smith yesterday, because he knows people, don't come attacking my integrity. You don't want to go at war with me. Remember when he got all like whispery and threatening that one time?
I can't.
Oh, man.
ass. And he does, yes, he does love asses. Well, he was told apparently that
all about the ass.
Kyrie Irving is going to be open to doing interviews with certain teams, including one in particular.
I'm told Kyrie Irving will grant the Lakers an interview. The Lakers will have an opportunity to get Kyrie Irving to come to L.A. I didn't say he's coming to L.A. I did not say that. I don't know what he's going to do. But during his free agent tour, I'm told he's going to give the Lakers an interview, which, by the way, is very big news because LeBron James is already there for the next 3 years. And this man left Cleveland because he didn't want to play with LeBron James. So the fact that, from what I'm being told, that he's willing to give the Lakers an interview, if he's willing to spend time and talk to the Lakers and give it consideration, that's a long way from the Kyrie Irving that left Cleveland and left LeBron in Cleveland.
I will bite on the Nets. I'll bite on the Knicks that he's going to talk to them. Why the hell would Kyrie Irving want to play with LeBron James again?
Because he doesn't want to.
Because I'm a bottom feeder. Yes, Stephen A. Smith, you are a bottom feeder. You've admitted that.
It's all about that.
Yes, you do love that. And you've admitted that, as a matter of fact. And then you had to apologize for some weird reason, maybe because you're owned by Disney, which is very strange.
Those pillows.
I know you do love the pillows.
I call them poo pillows.
So why the hell would he want to play with LeBron James?
The only bottom feeder.
Yes, thank you. Yes, you are.
I'm a bottom feeder. Mm-hmm. Always, always ass.
Why would he want to play with LeBron? I don't know.
Why would you want to play with the guy that you want to get away from?
By the way, they're not going to be any good.
Who?
The Lakers.
No, even if you put Kyrie on that team, the other parts are mediocre. And man, that's something LeBron found out.
The shine is gone on LeBron James.
Is LeBron 37 years old?
No.
I think he's 34, 35, somewhere in there.
Okay. I mean, this is it.
Dude, he didn't try at the end of the season. He didn't try. There was a play that he did recently. Did you see the one where he just let the ball roll down the court and then he just threw it away? Just threw it away. He didn't care.
Yeah, he made a massive mistake going there. I have no idea what he was doing.
I know what he was doing. He wants to get into the whole like movie making and producing type
of thing. No. I know I went to Los Angeles. I find it odd that he felt like he needed to be there.
It's because he thought that everyone in free agency was going to fall over themselves to play with him. And once Paul George said, I'm staying in Oklahoma City, that's when you knew that times are different. Not everyone's going to fall over themselves to be just in the presence of... And I thought that article that someone came out with that said that there's this weird thing about playing with LeBron James, this crazy media craving that everyone has to be up with him. You'll never be the most important person on that team.
Yeah, now they're saying Durant could go back to Oklahoma City. Certainly, I don't think the Lakers are in the conversation right now with Kevin Durant. That was the big rumor, and now... It seems to be it's going to be one of the New York teams or Oklahoma City.
How's this for a theory about Kyrie? And you remember during the season, Irving called his buddy, you know, LeBron, and they patched things up because Kyrie found out how difficult it was to lead. Maybe he's had his fill of that and is more than happy being the second banana again. Now, there were some problems with, you know, getting the basketball when LeBron is on the floor, but Kyrie's this season, I think, has been eye-opening for him on a variety of levels, which is why
he can't handle it.
Well, yeah, I think ultimately that maybe if he goes to L.A., that proves it. That you're asking why Kyrie Irving would go to L.A.? Maybe he doesn't want his own team anymore.
They don't even have a coach right now. I mean, Luke Walton is going to be gone.
Right.
And I know that they tried to, there was talk of them trying to get Doc Rivers, but Doc Rivers
Doc
said, no,
staying
I'm,
put. Yeah.
I'm staying put. I'm
going to
stay right here.
Actually.
Yeah, it's fairly smart. And then I heard the rumor that they're trying to bring Tyronn Lue in, which is hysterical.
Well, I mean, it's someone that LeBron can control.
How many times has that guy that coached the Pistons been, he's still coaching. What's his name?
Talking about Mike Brown out in Cleveland?
Well, Mike Brown. I mean, he's
the assistant coach for the Golden State.
Garvin, what the hell's his name? The guy that coached the Pistons and he's still coaching.
Steve Van Gundy. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Because Van Gundy's still sitting out there. He's not working.
No, there's a guy that's working that just keeps coaching. And then, like, randomly you'll turn on TV and he's there standing on the sidelines coaching.
There's a few guys like that.
Alvin Gentry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Gentry was in New Orleans. I don't know if he's there anymore.
Yeah. Well, unless he just got fired, because remember when the whole Anthony Davis thing went down?
Yeah, Gentry's been dealing with the New Orleans mess for a while.
Alvin Gentry, still one of my favorite all-time videos, is him on the sidelines puking into a bucket during a Phoenix Suns game when he was a coach over there. Just in the middle of the game, he just says, I need a bucket, need a bucket. Yeah. He's like, blah, right on television, just starts vomiting while the game's going.
I love that butt.
Always, always ass. I'm a bottom feeder.
Yeah, you are a bottom feeder. Yes,
which is gross.
It's disgusting.
It is. It's insinuating that he does something down there that can't be healthy for anyone.
Someone said Kyrie will go to the Lakers because he wants to keep making movies, and after coming to the Celtics, he realized playing with LeBron takes the focus of the press off him. Maybe. Maybe he just wants to...
You know, you can make movies. He made a movie in Cleveland. I mean, you can make a movie anywhere. You don't have to live in Los Angeles.
It seems to me that if you go and play in Los Angeles, like with LeBron right now, your priority is not to win. Because it seems like you're going there for outside opportunities and to make a lot of money. I mean, they're going to pay him. They would pay him a max deal. Not a max, but they would pay him, yeah, max deal without the bird rights. So, I mean, I don't think that – I have a feeling Kyrie still wants to prove that he can win a championship and be the guy.
Well, the idea that you have to go to L.A. to make movies is the most antiquated, stupid thing I've ever heard in my entire life. The idea that you have to be physically in L.A. for 41 days a year is ridiculous and stupid. I mean, it's ridiculous. Go make movies here. I mean, they give you a government subsidy, like a bunch of morons.
They never film movies here.
No, they do, really.
Never. I've never seen one.
About the mean streets of Dorchester that are going to be worth the houses here $5 billion a year. All right. Craig Carton was sentenced to 3.5 years in jail. His story is ridiculous. And I would like to know if anyone knows someone similar to this, because they give you pretty good comps when you're betting millions of dollars. They give you pretty good comps. And Rich, you heard him on the Michael Cage show.
I did. And it was kind of terrifying, because it's someone who does what we do for a living, and what he was doing behind the scenes was nuts. And now he's going to jail, and it's a nightmare come true.
He's a bottom feeder. I mean, that's
I'm a bottom feeder. Always, always ass.
Don't you wish for a moment that Stephen A. Smith could do a show that wasn't like owned by Disney?
Yeah. He's obviously obsessed with asses.
Just ass talk with Stephen A. Smith. Ass talk, A stands for ass.
Ass talk, and then like the beginning of it is instead of headphones, he's got two butts on his ears.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Call bottom feeders with Stephen A. Smith.
No. Stephen A. Smith. The A is for ass.
Always, always ass.
Bottom feeders.
Which is gross.
That was just like a big Frida concert. Just like all the women come out, just like bouncing, like doing the bounce.
Ass.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Gross.
I like where the poo comes out.
Stop. Jesus.
Well, that's what a butt is.
I'm aware.
I find that sexually attractive.
Very weird. Very weird.
It is.
Stephen S. Smith.
All right. All right, here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank.
Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.